wheelchair ramps, sidewalks with curb cuts, parking lots with handicapped spaces. These are some of the most tangible results of the Americans with Disabilities Act. It became law on this date in 1990. The ADA also guaranteed equal rights to the disabled in the workplace. But commentator Jeff Moyer, who is blind, says that promise is still unfulfilled.
12 years ago, we gathered on the White House lawn, 2,500 disability rights advocates, along with members of both Congress and the administration, all invited by President George Bush for the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. We witnessed the enactment of the most sweeping civil rights law in American history. Justin Dart, the late disability rights leader who fought for passage of the ADA, sat next to President Bush. The president declared that the ADA would take a sledgehammer to the shameful wall of exclusion that barred those of us with disabilities from equal employment opportunity and access to community. But now, 12 years later, 5 Supreme Court decisions, all siding with employers, have undermined the employment protections of the law. The court seems to be mortaring new bricks back into the wall that the president promised we'd smash. Americans with disabilities remain the nation's poorest and most segregated minority, with the highest percentage of individuals not working. What a waste. Before the ADA's passage, Justin Dart estimated that the annual cost of the disability welfare system was $200 billion. Ironically, more than half of all job accommodations cost $500 or less. As an advocate with the ADA Implementation Network, I assist those who struggle. Juanita was an exemplary employee of a large insurance company. When she lost hearing, the company denied her a $200 telephone amplifier. Ultimately, she was fired. Stan, a successful high school teacher who had narcolepsy, was ordered by a new principal to do cafeteria duty instead of taking his lunch hour nap. When Stan fell asleep during class, he was threatened with dismissal. Robert, a blind computer programmer, has yet to be hired at all. Despite the barriers, 2/3 of people with disabilities who are not working still want to work. And since the ADA's passage, most employers have done a better job of retaining employees with disabilities. But the Supreme Court jurists are systematically undermining our hard-won right of equal access to employment opportunity. Our civil rights include the right to contribute to our families and our communities through gainful work. That right is no less precious to those of us with disabilities than to anyone else, and we have the skills and abilities to add to the economy and to express our own individual dignity as successfully employed people.
The comments of Jeff Moyer, a writer, performer, and songwriter in Cleveland.